Chapter 28. Beware Mahogany Mice. Late at night, June the 8th, 1899. Teo had not picked a good time to visit the mermaids. They were gathered around coral tables, eating greedily. Interrupting mermaids at feed always tends to produce somewhat snappy results.
"Who goes there?"
thundered a disgruntled voice. "'Tis an undrowned child," called out one of the mermaids indistinctly, as she had a rather full mouth.
"Make way for the undrowned child, Lord love her heart."
"Teodora Gasparin," exclaimed Lussa. "Come and join us."
Chissa held out a chair. Teo sat down, feeling dreadfully awkward. Would the mermaids be so hospitable if they knew whose little helper was waiting around the corner? A mermaid in a white chef's hat piled fragrant parcels of food onto a scalloped plate in front of her.
"What is it?"
Teo asked, just in case. Though her fork was already impaling a fragment, she had not eaten a thing for more than a day. "Coriander pea cakes in coconut curry, twice fried chili cucumber in a pool of amber sauce, perfectly toothsome." Delicious as it was, Teo could not force more than a mouthful down. How would Renzo handle this, she wondered. Then it struck her hard and horribly that she hadn't even consulted him about her plan to save Maria. Now that she was a few feet away from Maria's perfume, everything seemed sharper and clearer. She was starting to feel not just guilty, but also a little sick.
"Are ye not hungry, undrowned child?" asked Chissa. "Do ye have a rumpus in your chitterlands? Eat up and tell us about the archives."
Teo stammered.
"I have taken the liberty. I have brought someone to see you."
"Yikes! Can you smell something proper horrible?"
asked one of the mermaids, sniffing disgustedly.
"Horrible, horrible, horrible,"
chorused the parrots. It was not necessary to explain any further, because at that moment, Maria herself appeared at the threshold of the cavern, staring at the assembled mermaids with more distaste than surprise.
"I got bored," she whined at Teo. "And here you are filling yourself with food. Did you forget about me?"
The whole chorus of mermaids turned as one to look at her.
Someone cried, "What in the name of curried samphire is that?"
"Teodora, is this who I think it is?" asked Lussa in a voice quiet but menacing.
Teo nodded miserably. The mermaids erupted in salty expressions of disgust. Lussa spoke over the hubbub in a voice heavy with disappointment.
"Teodora, we expressly ordered you to keep away from that girl. We had our reasons for it."
"Yo-ho, undrowned child, why did ye bring that hunchback dwarf in here?"
a very young mermaid shouted.
"Hunchback? Dwarf?" screamed Maria. "Are you talking about me?"
Chissa spoke out now. "And who else, pray?"
"You got it on your knob, girlie," someone hissed.
Other mermaids hubbubbed.
"That's a plain piece of goods. Look at that forehead, narrow as an eel's bed. Not much room in there for a brain. Aye, this girlie is depriving a village somewhere of an idiot. Drowned her, brute, I say. At least give her a good pinching. She's got no business here."
The mermaids lashed their tails at Maria and bared their teeth and looked more like sharks than beautiful girls for a moment. Lussa swam into the middle of them and calmed them with a few sharp words. But when she turned to Teo, her lovely face too was distorted with anger.
"Do you not remember," Lussa demanded, glaring at Teo and pointing at Maria, "that Biamonte Tiepolo's familiar was a dwarf who carried his flag? Don't you see that he's turning this foolish little girl into his old accomplice? Look at that separating hole in her ear, ready for him to lead her along with a chain. Dwarves are known for their weakness for precious metals and jewellery," Lussa added contemptuously, "so 'tis easy to lure them with a bit of fool's gold."
Chissa screwed up her face.
"And that repulsive stench of musk, 'tis no doubt the potion he has employed to effect her transformation."
"And deprave the brain of our undrowned child, I fear," added Lusser. One of the mermaids held up a turtle shell to Maria, and its surface dissolved into a cruelly clear mirror. Suddenly, it was obvious even to Maria what was happening to her. She was shrinking to the size of a dwarf with a definite hunchback as well. Maria launched into noisy hysterics. Lusser spoke with a reluctant touch of kindness.
Quieten yourself, child. Most human folk will not notice. Magical transformations are invisible to adults, for example.